FSI Italian, Preliminary Unit B, Sounds or Letters. Here are two English words. Listen. Die, tie. Frame 2. In their written form, these two words differ. Is this difference found in the first letter, the second letter, or the third letter? The answer is the first letter. Frame 3. In their spoken form, are these two words pronounced exactly the same? The answer is no. Frame 4. If letters may be said to represent sounds, do the letters D and T in these two words represent different sounds? The answer is yes. Now you will hear an English sentence. Listen carefully. This metal is precious. Frame 6. What is the second word in the sentence you just heard? Listen again. This metal is precious. The answer is either the word spelled M-E-D-A-L or the word spelled M-E-T-A-L. In everyday American English speech, the word spelled M-E-D-A-L and the word spelled M-E-T-A-L may both represent something that sounds the same, metal. Frame 8. Of course, if one wants to give these two words a reading pronunciation, one may say medal for the first and metal for the second. But is this reading pronunciation always maintained in normal, everyday American English? The answer is no. Frame 9. Is it true, then, that the letters D and T may sometimes represent the same type of sound? The answer is yes. Let us for a moment stop and think about this same type of sound heard in the pronunciation of both the word spelled M-E-D-A-L, and the word spelled M-E-T-A-L. Listen again to what could be either word. Metal. Frame 11. Does this last pronunciation contain what is often called a D sound or a T sound, as in the reading pronunciations medal and metal, respectively? The answer is no. Frame 12. Would it be consistent to call the particular sound in question either a D sound or a T sound when it differs from what is often called a D sound or a T sound, as in the reading pronunciations metal and metal? The answer is no. Terms like the D sound or the T sound may mean different things to different people, and in order to avoid confusion, it is important that one be consistent in one's use of such terms. Listen to the following five English words. Nation, nature, soften, tie, waiting. Frame 15. In their written form, all of these words have one letter in common. What is it? The answer is the letter T. Frame 16. In their spoken form, however, do all of these words have any one sound in common? Listen again. Nation. Nature, soften, tie, waiting. The answer is no. Frame 17. In these five words, does the letter T represent the same sound? The answer is no. Frame 18. As a matter of fact, does it represent any sound at all in the word soften? The answer is no. Now listen to the following seven English words. Lose, off, old, one, son, woman, work. Frame 20. In their written form, all of these words have one letter in common. What is it? The answer is the letter O. Frame 21. In their spoken form, however, do all of these words have any one sound in common? Listen again. Lose, off, old, one, son, woman, work. The answer is no. Frame 22. In these seven words, does the letter O represent the same sound? The answer is no. Frame 23. People sometimes use the term the O sound to refer to A, The type of sound heard in the name of the letter, that is, the sound O, or B, the type of sound represented by the letter O in a given word, such as in the word off. Are these two uses of the term the same? The answer is no. Frame 24. Similarly, people sometimes use the term the T sound to refer to A, the first sound type heard in the word tie, for instance, or B, the sound type represented by the letter T in any given word, such as in the word nature. Are these two uses of the term the same? The answer is no. Frame 25. In view of the preceding observations, is it immediately clear what one means when one uses terms like the O sound or the T sound? The answer is no. Frame 26. Isn't it even more confusing when one uses terms like the O or the T, since it is not at all clear as to whether one is referring to a letter or a type of sound? The answer is yes. Frame 27. Which of the following two may be articulated and heard? A sound? A letter? The answer is a sound. Frame 28. Is a symbol used in writing or printing to represent speech sounds a sound or a letter? The answer is a letter. The emphasis on spelling in the English-speaking world has caused many people to confuse speech and writing, or sounds and letters, and many people find it difficult to think of sounds as existing separately from letters. However, sounds do exist separately from letters, and as a matter of fact, writing came into existence only after human speech was already completely developed. Writing is a system of representing speech sounds, but it is an arbitrary system and often an inadequate one. If, as we saw in frame 15, a letter like T can stand for at least five different types of sounds in English, and, as we saw in frame 20, a letter like O can stand for at least seven different types of sounds in English, it should not be surprising to find that in another language, familiar letters like T or O may represent even other types of sounds. Frame 33. Is it possible, then, that in a language like Italian, a type of sound similar, if not identical, to the one represented by the letter D in the English word metal or by the letter T in the English word metal may be represented by a letter other than D or T? The answer is yes. Frame 34. Is it possible that such a letter might even be the letter R? The answer is yes. Statement A, which follows, has sometimes been used to mean statement B. A. The T in the word soften is silent. B. The letter T in the word soften represents no sound. Frame 36. In statement A, what is meant by the T? A sound or a letter? The answer is a letter. Frame 37. If the term silent is a term that pertains to the field of speech, and letters pertain to the field of writing or printing, is not a confusion reflected here between speech on the one hand and writing and printing on the other? The answer is yes. Frame 38. Is a letter ever noisy? That is, does a letter ever make a sound? The answer is no. Frame 39. Do letters make sounds, or do they represent certain types of sounds? The answer is they represent certain types of sounds. Frame 40. Supply the missing words in the following statement. The T in the word soften, no sound. The answers are letter, represent. Examine statement C, which follows. The letter T in nature is pronounced like TH. Frame 42. Which are produced vocally, letters or sounds? The answer is sounds. Frame 43. Can a letter be pronounced, then, in the sense of produced vocally? The answer is no. Frame 44. Let us examine what is meant by CH in statement C. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol CH in the word chemistry, for example? The answer is no. Frame 45. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol CH in the word chef? The answer is no. Frame 46. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol CH in the word cherry? The answer is yes. Frame 47. The following statement is more linguistically accurate than statement C. Fill in the missing items. The letter T in the word nature, the sound type represented by the symbol in the word cherry, for example. The answers are represents CH. Examine statement D, which follows. The O sound is sometimes written EW as in so. Frame 49. Is the term the O sound ever ambiguous? The answer is yes. See frames 23 and 25. Frame 50. Which of the following are used in writing or printing, letters or sounds? The answer is letters. Frame 51. What is written then, a sound or a letter? The answer is a letter. The following statement is more linguistically accurate than statement D. Fill in the missing items. The type represented by the letter O in the word old, for example, is sometimes by the letters as in so. The answers are sound, represented, EW. Examine statement E, which follows. The O in lose sounds like OO. A general term like the O is ambiguous. One might be referring to the letter O or to a type of sound. Frame 55. If one is referring to a type of sound, would it not be better to clarify and say the sound type represented by the letter O? The answer is yes. Frame 56. If one means the letter O, is it linguistically accurate to say that a letter sounds like something? The answer is no. Frame 57. Do letters make sounds? The answer is no. Frame 58. Let us examine what is meant by OO in statement E. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol OO in the word flood, for example? The answer is no. Frame 59. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol OO in the word brooch? The answer is no. Frame 60. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol OO in the word foot? The answer is no. Frame 61. Is it the sound type represented by the symbol OO in the word food? The answer is yes. Frame 62. The following is a more linguistically accurate statement than statement E. Fill in the missing items. The O in the word lose represents a type which is represented by the symbol in the word food, for example. The answers are letter, sound, OO. Frame 63. The following is another statement which is more linguistically accurate than statement E. Fill in the missing items. The type represented by the O in the word lose is the same as the type represented by the symbol in the word food, for example. The answers are sound, letter, sound, OO. Summary. In this unit, we have seen that 1. One letter may represent two or more different sound types. Examples, the letter T in nation, nature, high, waiting. The letter O in lose, off, old, one, son, woman, work. 2. A letter sometimes represents no sound. Example, the letter T in soften. 3. Two or more different letters or symbols may represent only one sound type. Example, the letter T in nature, the letter C in cello, and the symbol CH in cherry all represent the same sound type. This is the end of the recorded portion for preliminary unit B.